Welcome to the Bushy Black Brother Network. Let's talk about Puerto Rico. So the thing is, anybody outside of his ring of richness and people like that, he's not going to see them as equal. He's going to see them as, you need me, and I'm doing a good job. You better be lucky. There's so many fucked up comments that he said. I can't even remember all of
everything he said.
He attacks a mayor. Yeah. A mayor who said, could you just help us? Because we're fucking dying. It is, I mean, it's so disrespectful. But he's allowed to do that. And to me, if you're allowed to do that, then it becomes acceptable. That's the worst part of all of what's going on right now.
Yeah, and he's attacking a mayor that I don't think even people realize that, like, she lost her home, you know? Like living, I don't know, probably on a couch somewhere at somebody's house or something. Like, their house is gone. The resources is gone. I mean, it's not like she's good, you know, and everyone else is in the dirt trying to figure everything out. She's has issues too, living it 24/7. So obviously when you're giving her an interview or, you know, whether it's a phone call or asking questions or any, like, she's going to be like, help me now, please. We need help. Hurry up. And then instead he's taking it like, you know, like, why don't you calm down? You're already taking our money. You're already, you know,
You put us in debt.
That's his comment. He was talking about how you already put us behind our, you know, on our debt, and we'll help you out this time. Like, it's kind of like, what are you talking about? Like, this, see, what people forget is Puerto Ricans are considered Americans, but you know, you can help out Texas and you can help out Florida, but then Puerto Rico comes around and it's like, eh, it's just brown people. You know, let me just,
right. Talk to the chains. Yeah, they're brown people. They can wait.
No. You know, we're forgetting, though. We're forgetting the soundbite. Puerto Rico is surrounded by water.
Big water.
You remember that?
You know,
you see
an
that?
Ocean.
When he was explaining?
An ocean. A lot of water.
Yeah.
I was so like, fucking ignorant. Because
what was
I
he
think
talking
he was
about?
Saying it to validate himself. He wasn't telling people that. He was talking to say, here, it's an island surrounded by water. And he was just talking out loud. This
water.
Is the ignorance of this fucking dude, man. And you know, I'm sorry. This is just, it bothers me because these are lives. Mm-hmm. These are human, respected people lives. And they're slowly dying because some people aren't even getting the resources to survive. They didn't die because of the hurricane. Now they're dying because of the lack of resources. That's what it's coming down to. And he's not even respecting that. He actually had a soundbite to say, you know what? Y'all should be lucky it's not as bad as what the people went on doing Katrina. Yeah. Who fucking says that?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what?
Right.
You got five black people that got shot, but at least you didn't get shot like back in the 60s, so y'all should be lucky. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that's when he was talking at that little round or square table thing with all the leadership or whatever you want to call it.
And he had the governor sitting there said, I'm going to keep my mouth shut because
I just want
the money.
See, he started out by saying he was like talking to the side. Like he was like, so how many lives have been lost? And I think they said at the time like 16 or something like that. It's 16 deaths or something like that. And he was like, yeah, see, that's not that bad. And he was like, oh, well, you know, it could be much worse. And then he started going. Then that's when he was talking about these other catastrophes or whatever. And it's like that has nothing to do with what we're talking about at all. They need resources. I mean, it's these people that are sick that need medicine, that the hospitals that need the electricity so they can keep people alive. I mean, this is a situation where I think it the last I heard it rose up to, I think, 34 or something like that. It's basically doubled.
Yeah, it's in the mid 30s.
Right, and that's as of this podcast right now. So who knows that, you know?
Yeah,
what it's going to be down the road. So I don't. It's just.
So you mentioned, who did you, I think, Chaz, you mentioned it, Elon Musk, right? As a leader. Do you know he's sending down there some of his solar batteries?
Oh.
He's sending them to Puerto Rico.
He's sending them to Puerto Rico?
And they said if they actually start using the solar batteries in order to reconstruct the islands, they'll be self-sufficient in no time. Because if you restructuring, isn't that the best way of fucking restructuring your power system?
Yeah, like use this as an opportunity to get away from your current electrical structure to solar. Right.
That just blew my mind because he can actually use Puerto Rico to actually, because he's been talking about all these power sources and the batteries and solar the solar roofs that I think he's selling to. I mean, the panel. Yeah, he can just start now. Like, I mean, this is a whole country right now. That's actually genius. I didn't hear about that.
That needs it.
Damn.
That needs
scratch too.
So to me, that's going back to, even when I said he was a leader, he's a leader of idiots, but Elon Musk and even the new courageous, the Amazon guy, he's a freaking leader because he sees an opportunity and he takes over it. So he's leading the charge on the way everything is changing when it comes to retail and distribution and everything. But this bothers me because the position of the president has always been respected to say, you will give us the right things of how our nation is going, the direction. You will give us the right direction where our country is going. And I can never look for it again for the next how long he's there. I can't. It's just outright ridiculous.
No, the president is supposed to set the tone of the country, or at least be there to support. I think we were talking in our last podcast about how the government should be some level of like maintenance and support, and then when he shows up, it's like here's my credit card, but here's your limit. It's like he sees everything is about money. It's not even about people. It's not even about,
I don't know if it's about money though. I don't like this time.
It feels like that. At least Puerto Rico feels like it.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Texas and Florida, definitely feel, feels different. Now, to be fair, I don't want to say to be fair, but, like Mike said, was it Mar-a-Lago? His little, his little home away from home. That's the mini White House. Texas, obviously, red state, voted for him. And so from that perspective of the popularity and support, I feel like he feeds off that to a point to where I think that the validation is more important. Just when you look at his behavior and how defensive he is, I think that's more important.
It's about his ego.
Yeah. Ego is more important than money. But just bringing up, I'm thinking about him traveling to these different places. What's your guys' take on, again, they're just trying to repeal Obamacare, and you have to, the guy, the human resource, not resources guy, but the health secretary had to resign. And it's just like, huh?
Tom Price?
Tom Price, flying around the world on a taxpayer dime.
And Mnuchin taking his wife to take pictures to see the gold at Fort Knox.
Right.
Who fucking does that?
Yeah.
I mean, he put people in positions who feel that it's okay.
Yeah.
But yet they're saying, we want to drain the swamp of people with all these extra. He don't want that. He wants to put in people in place that he can tell what to do. He just got caught. Price got caught.
And Price is embarrassing because he's a Georgia guy.
Yeah.
He gave up his seat to join the administration. And it's like, that's what you're going to do? You're representing? And it's just, he was a repeal guy. He wanted to repeal Obamacare before he joined. And it's just like, the quality of politicians are, either it's very easy to get corrupted, or people are just garbage. Like, I was telling Mike, like, I got a hat from the Giants, a Giants hat, even though they're garbage, and I just kind of like,
hey,
come on, you know they're garbage. Come on. As of this podcast, they're 0-4. I think their season is Eli's. LeBron James called Trump a bum, so Eli's a bum too. He needs to have a pan. He needs to have a cup out so he can panhandle. But I just feel like the quality is just like I don't know if it's literally a corrupt thing or is.
I think it's a combination of both. I don't think you can. I think some get corrupted, but some came in with all of that intact.
Questionable values, yeah.
Yeah, it was intact. Their values were already questionable before they even came there.
Yeah.
Some of them came in and said, you know what, I can do the job and I'm going to help out. And then it was like, damn, I can get this for free? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, I can get this money and ride around where I want to? First class? Private jets? Fuck yeah, I'm going to do it because I see everybody else is doing it. But your ass got caught.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah. I don't even know if they got caught. I would say it's just that millionaire mentality where it's just I can do whatever I want and it's not about the people. They don't understand that the money is not theirs. So they're just, this is what happens when you have people that have so much money, millionaires, billionaires, taking over these leadership roles that are supposed to be for the people. So when you start doing these things off the people's dollar, not your own, then they don't realize that they're even doing it in the first place. This is just how they roll. This is just right. Them taking a trip. And they're like, oh, shit. Oh, I'm not supposed to do that? I promise you, I really think they had no idea. Or they got caught like a month or so ago, and then it just came out now. I really don't think that.
So I'm thinking and looking at the way Trump is doing things, he actually told them it's okay for this guy to say, I'm not even having meetings at the White House. You're going to have meetings at my hotels. And not just my hotels, my golf places. And y'all going to fucking pay. The government is going to pay for that. See, he's in a position that we have to pay for that. We have to.
Yeah.
He's in that position. They're not in that position. He already has his own plane.
Which to me, that in itself
is and a what crazy. You call it plane.
No, but
so he could be the one.
The point you just made though is crazy in itself. Like again, just the double standard of if the Clintons had Clinton hotels and casinos, Clinton won, you know they'd be losing their mind.
So they'll be calling impeachments. They would have hearings right now. They would be gathering up a Kickstarter for getting money to put her in jail.
That begs the question.
The billionaires.
Should the others, gathering money. Should the left be hitting us hard? Because we know how crazy they are on the right when it comes to birth certificates and things aren't even issues. I mean, I feel like maybe we should be hitting in terms of ACLU, other legal avenues. Are we just, do you feel like the left is taking it on the chin when it comes to those kind of things?
Yes. And to be perfect, I'm listening even to the liberal voices that's in the media, and they saying that's why we're going to lose the next election because we're waiting for people to be morally upset to do something. You can't wait on people. People are ignorant. All you have to do is let us know, show some balls, and we'll be behind you because you're the one in the government to make the change. We can't do it other than it's time to vote, but you got to set us up. You're leading us into what needs to be done. If you don't lead us in the right direction, we don't know when to vote and how to vote. And then you got these in-between people who already voted for Trump and losing their jobs, losing their health care coverage. Yeah. All of this is going on, but they're afraid to say, if I go Democrat, then I'm going to lose my family and they're going to look different from me. Or it may just go wrong and I may not get what I need because Trump said, just give him some time. So you got confused voters and citizens that don't even know what the hell to do. And it's sad that Trump has made us see what our country really is about. Because this is the real, people have been hiding behind so much for so long. This is what our country really is. What we see now, I don't care what anybody say, I think what we're seeing now is really what our country is about.
My only challenge to that is, if you look at just the demographics and the stats, I mean, I feel like a lot of people who didn't vote for Trump in the past did vote for Obama. So on one hand, I do feel, you know, along the lines of how you feel, just questioning, you know, some of the fabric of the country. But at the same time, well, is it fair to throw all the Trump voters who may have voted for Obama in the past under the bus?
Well, yes, because what changed your mind?
I think it's Hillary.
Hillary. I think Hillary did it.
Yeah.
I think when you have somebody that's out there that's just...
You're right.
It feels like a corporate kind of like robot that's just talking like they're for the people, but you know they're not really for the people because they don't sound like it. I think she threw a wrench in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we got to wait 4 years or three now or whatever and change to get back to what it should be, or at least make up for whatever ground we lost. So I think that's what happened. I almost feel like if we had Bernie, let's just say Bernie jumped in there, it almost would have canceled each other out, and it would have, Bernie probably, I think Bernie wouldn't have beat him. He would have beat Trump just because Bernie's a real dude.
Yep.
But I kind of feel like
space.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Space. Like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
This is, so this guy was an apprentice. He was on NBC. No, it's,
So it had a lot to do with Hillary, and it had a lot to do with her being a woman as well.
So that's what I'm saying. So when you say like these are the real, I mean, I guess we talked about this in the past. Do you still feel like it's more the masses versus a fringe element? Now I want to have a disclaimer. Like I traveled last week, met people. And, you know, people of different races and people seem cool. So from my perspective, I'm just kind of like, it gave me faith. It kind of validated, like, you know what, things are crazy now, but I think people are cool, especially people, you know, kind of younger.
Mm-hmm.
Folks out here just trying to get jobs. You know, this housing's more expensive for younger people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, school's more expensive. Just, you know, a lot of things are more challenging. We're facing different challenges than different generations.
True.
Every generation has challenges they face.
Excellent.
So I'm just kind of like, well, you know, maybe things aren't that bad. But at the same time, I'm not out here talking to middle-aged guys.
Well, hold on, Mike. No, so I feel like what you're saying is everything is coming to the light now.
Yeah.
All the, the racism, the
privilege,
the privilege, the ignorance. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of it from both sides. So you have let's just start with the left. You have people are protesting a lot more and being more vocal. I mean, we can start at, let's just say, ESPN. ESPN, you have these personalities that are going out and just being vocal, like, you know, hey, this white privilege is a thing. And, you know, let's stop acting like it's not there. And then you have, you know, First Take, you have ESPN Radio, just, you know, you just have all these people talking about it. And then you got the right that's kind of like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not trying to hear that. And they're talking about how they're turning off their radio or they're turning off their TV. You have the football, you know, the protests with the knees. And then you have... You know, hell, we could talk about celebrities and them trying to jump in and trying to have their say. And then, I mean, I haven't heard anything about celebrities yet. And then who knows what's going to happen in NBA? Somebody's going to kneel, you know, and then what's going to happen there?
You didn't hear about the NBA? So beloved Knicks actually, because the commissioner said he has banned players to kneel. The commissioner, which was a surprise to me. Because the guy is Jewish.
Right.
But what the Knicks did was, okay, we won't kneel, but we'll all lock arms in unity to say we disapprove of what went on, I mean, against injustice. And the Players League, no, not the Players League, the New York PR said,
right.
And I'm paraphrasing, that we doing this in the face of injustice to minorities, and he actually spelled it out.
Yeah,
he didn't say just unity for the players.
Yeah. That's, you know what, good for them, because as we all know, the Knicks are trash. So
you frequent New York, and now you bashing us. The fuck?
Because like the Jets are trash, the Nets are trash. Are the Islanders any good? Are the Rangers any good?
I think that they are actually.
They're all right. God damn. So it's about sports, man. This is rethink politics. Get the fuck off of them, man.
I was just saying, I'm glad they're doing that because they don't bring anything else to the table. So I'm glad they're getting involved in politics.
Okay. Gotcha. We did create Trump apparently, so from New York. So.
I blame New York for that person.
We'll take that out.
Thanks. That's what they did. So the thing is, I'm glad to keep hearing that some people are keeping the narrative out there as, nah, man, this ain't no flag thing. This ain't no national anthem things. This is protesting the injustice that's going on with minorities in our nation. Period. Mm-hmm. That is all. So, I mean, you got to respect that. And that's what bothers me. But moving on to the legal matters. So let's start with gerrymandering. Because for those people don't know gerrymandering. They do not know. I try to mention that and people was like, what do you mean? I was like, okay.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry's a murderer. Nah, gerrymandering. That is moving voting lines in positions so the incumbent will get the votes that they need in order to win. And that's why you see voting lines snake around like, I don't even get it. I don't even get how they're allowed to do it, but it's a law that allows it to do it. Actually, what's his name had a whole session on that? John Oliver.
John Oliver?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going up against, it's going into the, I think it's Wisconsin who brought it to the Supreme Court, and they should be looking at that. So I think that's one of the most important, you know, issues being brought up in the Supreme Court. I mean, do y'all know anything about that?
I just know it was, according to an article I read, it was like when a political consultant helped push the law in 2011. But the same person apparently is helped push a case, but thought it shouldn't be allowed. And it eventually is going to the Supreme Court. And obviously just the Supreme Court in general. What's the old guy? Is it Kennedy or
no? Not Anthony.
Anthony Scalia. He's dead. Oh, God.
Who's the oldest person now? Because it's possible. It's possible Trump may have another pick.
Because she's supposed to retire before Obama got out, because they was all assuming that Hillary's gonna get in, and she was like, oh shit, nope, can't go nowhere.
You know how frustrating it has to be, like when you're like 88 Ginsburg. And you just want to be done.
Ruth,
there you go.
Is it Ruth? Okay, so so in terms of the case itself, that's the only thing that I know that could possibly impact it, depending on how long it lasts. So I'm hoping the bench stays the way it is now, but no, I'm not. That's all the details I have for that.
Yeah,
case.
So it's Gill versus Whitford, Supreme Court case of the gerrymandering issue that they supposed to be actually looking at, which is like kind of ridiculous. So it says Gill versus the United Supreme Court's is hearing arguments that could determine whether the practice of partisan redistricting or gerrymandering violates the Constitution. The case could reshape America's vote for the political representation or the political representatives, which is ridiculous. if you allowed to just do that at will, if you're the incumbent and you just said, okay, let's, where's all the white people that voted for Trump? Okay, let's circle this around so we can change our campaign so we can get these voters. Oh, well, the black people are right here. Let's break them off into like small little segments so they won't be able to work. Or, I mean, vote the vote, or we'll get them to say, you're part of this district. Now you got to go 50 miles just to actually vote. And then let's only keep them open.
And that's what happened in Wisconsin, which I think is where part of that the courts is at. The argument is that when Obama won Wisconsin, I think it was in 2012, that's where the Republicans got together. And they end up going in while they are in power, and they change the map on how the voting system worked, how the districting worked in that area, and when in Wisconsin, in the state itself, so much so that when it came around, and if I remember correctly, Wisconsin was pretty close in the election last year in 2016.
Yeah,
so that swung a lot of the votes, and we don't have to talk about the Russian ads and and all that other stuff, but that pretty much changed a lot of the Republican side, and then that's how all of a sudden, boom, you got all these Republicans on the state level as well, in the Senate and in Congress, and it just boom, it's just Republicans won every single level pretty much in Wisconsin, and that's how it started all this too. So
what's crazy too,
I know,
that's probably a way longer podcast, but with the Russian involvement, other than the tech community participating in allowing the Russians to put out false reports on Twitter, Google, and Facebook, and all of these areas that swayed people, the weak people's mind, I'm still not sure, and maybe it's because I still think the planes that hit fucking the Twin Towers was more than just planes in the Twin Towers, but I think it's more to the election that the Russians did, but I just don't think it'll ever come out. I think it'll come out that they manipulated people with data, but directly manipulating a vote, it just seems too clean of how he won. Because remember what you said, Chaz, you're walking into people and it's like, no, hell no, ain't no way in hell. You know, I'm more progressive. I wouldn't vote for a guy like this. I wouldn't do this. And I'm still meeting those people. But at this rate, I think I'm just still thinking, you fucking lying. You know, but what if they're not? I mean, what are your opinion on that? Do you think it's more than just manipulation of data and false news and just great timing? Or is it a deeper manipulation of the vote?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say in terms of demographics, because there's people who are young, younger voters. When I say, people in their 20s who fall for, dumb stuff at face value. So I can imagine people who are less computer literate, who are older, falling, falling for fake news at face value. I'm interested to see the results of the Russian ad campaign, because I'm sure that's going to correlate with the Robert Mueller Russian investigation. So I can see the ads having an effect. I don't know if that's like the leading cause, like the leading variable. The fact remains is places that Trump won are places that Obama carried in 2012. If Obama ran a third term, I think he would win. So I can't 100% say it's just one thing or another. I have to wait and see the data from the Russian ads, but that's kind of where I am on that. I just think it was more of the candidates.
Right. Yeah. Well,
what about you?
I mean, I kind of, my theory is, I think it's all of the above. I think, okay, let's start with, Mike, what you were saying about how you feel like the country is as racist as we're afraid to say, or what we're now realizing with Trump as president.
That's bias. Everybody's not racist. Let's just say
I'm sorry. I didn't say like, yeah. I mean, we're seeing the true America now, and I really feel like, okay, that's one. And then at the same time, I feel like there was timing involved. So if you remember, there was something going on with Hillary. It was the emails on what's the guy's name? The FBI, the Comey. He came out, what was it, like 10 days before the election, and then came out and he said the whole we're investigating Hillary all of a sudden.
We have some new evidence.
Yeah, we have some new evidence that just popped up all of a sudden, which I think it had also to do with, was it the hacking guys, the WikiLeaks or something that happened to pop up, and that had to do with Russia. That was part of it. There's these bots that they're realizing now that's all over Twitter, that's all over Facebook, these Facebook pages. I haven't even gotten to the ads yet. And then now they're coming out where they have ads that were all over Facebook that was directed mostly at Wisconsin and Michigan, which were states that swung the election.
So strategic,
yeah. I mean, and that's just the two. Those are the two top states. No, there were
for the
others
record,
that
we just have to talk about
going after.
So Vegas. Let him finish his thought, because I think this is kind of important. That because I think you're touching on something that's kind of relevant.
Yeah. So ahead. I mean, basically, when you have when you're going after people, we're talking about propaganda. You know, we're talking about there's what do they call it? The independents, the undecideds out there. So when you have all those circumstances coming together at a crucial moment, it was so planned and strategic where it just happened right there in early November. And I mean, if you forget that October, then all of a sudden it just made it just worked out where boom, it was so tight that it just easily went over to Trump. I do think the hacking had to do with the swing, but I don't think they went in completely and changed the votes. You know what I mean? Like directly went in and changed my vote in Maryland. Obviously Maryland went to Hillary, but you know, they went in and actually changed our vote from blue to red, you know? So, I mean, I think it wasn't, you know,
right. So I'm saying that because with technology the way it is, they have shown that you can go in. They have shown that the electronic ballots can be hacked. And you know, you got experts around. These hackers are professionals now. So they hire professionals to do certain things. But you know, I'm siding on the, it can't be that many people that voted for him with what their lying eyes were seeing.
I don't know. I mean? Some people just have. I think there's a lot of moderates that were just so anti-Hillary that they were like, it's one or the other. And then they just picked the other, you know, and it was one day, you know.
But that's why I've said, this is, if that's true, we really seeing what our country is. Either they're very ignorant, misinformed, or racist, or all the above. And it could be all the above. It's just, it depends on who it is. You know what I mean? Depends on who it is, which puts us in a very bad state as a country. You know what I mean? As people, we're in a really bad, bad situation, which is very scary.
Tune in to our next episode of Repo Rethink Politics, where we discuss gun control, the Vegas murders, and the media agenda.